TalkPaymentRadio.com.
We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio the way it should be heard.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power. This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Hey, the Olympics are coming, and people are out exercising, and people are out eating correctly, and they're on meal plans, and all of that is happening at the end of this month. So I have two wonderful friends of This is Libby who literally ask me, when can we come back and talk some more? And they have something very powerful to share with you. Dr. Doug Endel and Dr. Scott Goslin are chiropractors. And considering the Olympics and people are out here running in this heat and stretching in the cold air and doing all kinds of things to make themselves look better, I think it's very important for them to be here to talk about those things that are on their heart. I want them to talk about what's on their heart. So I want to say hello first.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Stereo in here. This is the bottom line. The creator, every once in a while, I will look through the eyes of the creator, and I will see what I think the creator had seen when putting us together. And there are things about us that we take for granted that are invisible, non-physical. And when those things are not working correctly, we do feel it on physical levels. So biomeridian testing is what we're going to talk about, as well as vitamins that are being gobbled by drugs. I said that right. I did. I really did. Our vitamins are being gobbled by certain drugs. And Doug says he wants to talk about that as well. So let's just do that. Tell me about the article that you have, and where can we find it if we wanted to read it?
Regarding the drugs that gobble vitamins?
Yeah.
You can find it in any clinical reference guide. There's a lot of research goes into it, but it's also not very common knowledge as far as what's happening, you know, with a lot of the drugs we take. We'll talk to new practice members when they come into the office about, you know, so what medications are you on? Because it does play a role in certain aspects of people's health and a lot of times what's actually causing their problems. You know, in fact, sadly, people are bringing in full sheets of paper with all their medications that they're taking because they need to keep track of them. And there's been cases where I've actually told people there's nothing else I can do because all I'm doing is treating side effects of medications that you're taking. So you need to go talk to your doctor and get this under control a little bit better.
That sounds very sad. How do you feel about that, Scott?
It is sad. It's awful.
awful. Now we went there. Okay.
It's awful. I know it's getting worse.
It's going to get worse.
It is getting worse. You know, I read an article not too long ago that said the average number of medications that that a senior citizen is on today is 17, which is crazy to me. I mean, 17 different medications when you think that most of those are probably treating side effects of the other medication that the person is on. It's just...
Let's do a visual. I got an ache. Oh, the classic arthritis ache. All right, so I come to my doctor, my regular MD, and I say, you know what, I'm aching. So they put me on something, and that's going to stop the aching and take down the inflammation. That's what they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I go home and I take it, and I have side effects. Now I go back to the doctor and say, I'm not aching. much, but now I got this issue and that issue and another issue. Well, then let me give you a script. Oh, yeah, because see, what you're giving me is making me constipated. I'll use that one. Well, then let me give you a script for this. And if you don't want to use this, you can go to the over-counter and get that. So I'm going to stop right here because this is where it comes, rubber meets the road. Have you heard the commercial, we won't name who that is, that says, well, we want you to take this in order to combat that, but in the meantime, what's going to happen is, and they give you a list of side effects to the extent at the end they say, you may die. And if you've seen that commercial, because they roll it a lot.
But okay. The people look happy in the commercial, so.
But you could have suicidal thoughts and die.
Absolutely.
It's horrible that we laugh at that, but we laugh because it's so insane that people still buy that product, you know, or those products. I mean, there are more than one now.
Or go to their doctor and ask for it.
Yeah.
And then the doctor says, well, sure.
Sure, why not?
Sure, well, sure. And the reason that I want us to talk about this, and you too. Now, listen, you can join us here at 1-877-932-9766. And you can talk to us about your feelings about those drugs and their side effects. Now, I know you've been beat down with conversations like this before, but this is an opportunity for us to just speak the way we normally talk. And we're not going to give you a bunch of big, huge names. And I might not even have to spell anything today. But if we were sitting across from each other at the table, which is what we do here every Monday, 6 p.m. to 7, then you would just talk to Dr. Doug and you talk to Dr. Scott and you say, you know, now that's what I want you to feel very comfortable to do. I cannot, it's like a vicious circle. And I want to get off, okay? I want to get off. So first we have to recognize maybe you have on that article some of the drugs. Are they listed?
Absolutely.
List a few of them.
I've got.
We're not going to step on anybody's toes unless you got big feet. Go ahead.
You know, in our offices, a lot of people are on anti-inflammatories, either over-the-counter or prescribed for different ailments that are mostly coming in, and just looking at, you know, a list of these nutrients that they deplete, you're looking at vitamin C, folic acid, iron, calcium, magnesium, and potassium.
Well, those are the blood pressure issue level.
Absolutely.
Drugs, correct? So I mean, I just saw the blood pressure being shifted around because the balance is not there, and we could get, if we got our green stuff like broccoli, kale,
juicing.
Yeah. Then our blood pressure would try to go back into that normal state, correct?
Sure, sure. And I'm not anti-inflammatories, but, you know, when we've got people going to the grocery store and buying buckets every week just to function, you know, that's going to really deplete these over a long period of time.
Okay. So we'll keep in mind that we'll keep this in mind. We're looking at the body through the eyes of the Creator, the one who put it together, whomsoever that is, whatsoever you call it. And we're using drugs that literally gobble the vitamin supplements that are natural for us, can be found in our food, and we're having side effects.
Which and we don't know it.
Oh, so we're being played, huh? Is that it?
I think that's
for real?
One of the biggest. You know, people come into our office and they say, I'm having muscle pain in my upper back or muscle pain in my hamstrings or my quads in the legs. And, you know, we look at their history and find that they've been on cholesterol-lowering medication for years and years, which has a proven track record of damaging the muscle cells and causing muscle pain, which can be permanent. They come in and I say, hey, I think this is playing a role in this because you have no other factors that are leading me to believe otherwise. And they say, well, I've been on that for 10 years. I've been on that for 20 years. How could that be doing it? But they're, you know, no one talks about muscle toxic or the toxic load that these drugs produce in the body and how they can reap these types of problems years and years down the road after being exposed to the drugs.
You know something, right this minute, let's talk about this. This is important. And we're going to come back to that. See how it ties in. Money. Join Stephen Carter, He teaches the power of money and what money really is. Steve will open America's eyes about the finance industry, particularly how modern banking, insurance, and finance systems work. Money, broadcast live Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wanted everybody to think about that in Stephen, because what we're talking about here is really about money, are we not? Come on.
Tends to come down to it for a lot of people. That's the limiting factor or the motivating factor. Or, I mean, they want to be out of pain. I guess that's the motivating factor. But the limiting factor is money a lot of times. And that's, I guess, understandable.
And it's so convenient to just take a pill, correct?
Absolutely.
But you're saying, Doug is saying that based on the article that he has in front of him, and he's sharing it with us, is that we are being played because we don't know, or we're not being told that this is happening to us.
That is not listed in the commercial of side effects or nutrient depletion. And it's definitely, you know, people are shocked when, you know, we start to have this conversation that, you know, they were not informed of this when they were given the prescription for the medication, that this could be happening. So, yeah, absolutely.
Let's get clear on something, everyone. You need your physicians, because physicians are fixers. They fix things that are broken, and they work on things that are out of alignment. They work to fix it. But the natural, which the Creator provided for us, is in the prevention mode. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
The prevention mode says that inflammation in your joints probably will not happen as readily if you don't eat that thing that creates the inflammation. Simple?
Yep,
simple,
correct.
Simple.
Yep.
So something like celery, garlic, and the green stuff will make the blood vessels pliable and more flexible, so the heart doesn't have to force the blood flow through, which is there's where the end result of high blood pressure is. Okay. So therefore, you live a life where you're eating a lot of stuff or doing things like a lot of heavy lifting. I think we talked once about the little micro injuries. Was there a word that you all used? Because I made up my own word. You know I did.
Micro traumas.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. I just know you micro hurt yourself.
Yep.
Over and over again by lifting, by doing jobs that require you to overstress. And you know you don't need to be overstressing, correct?
Sure.
But you need to work. You need your job. You need to get paid, correct?
Correct.
So some of this is happening out of what we think is necessity. And then when you break your back, you bend over and you can't stand up, they get a machine to replace you. Mm-hmm.
Sad truth.
Mm-hmm. How about more of that article? I'd like to hear more.
Well, you know, we talked about cholesterol medications, CoQ10, zinc, vitamin A, B12, D, E, calcium, magnesium. I mean, just... And this is probably half of what it actually causes, you know, depletion. And so a lot of these are related to muscles, you know, and blood vessel type issues. So, you know, the cholesterol drugs, beta blockers is CoQ10 again, and B6. And, you know, there's just a laundry list of these very simple, very, you know, like you have been stating again and again, easy to replace if you're eating a healthy diet. But just knowing that the medications that someone is taking is definitely not just benefiting them, but it is, there's a cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to help one thing, it's going to have some kind of other effect on the body as well. And so for a lot of people, this is some kind of nutrient depletion. And these drugs taken over a long period of time can really start to add up and cause problems for someone's health.
Okay, so what do we do? How do we get a balance or something? Because I know some folks who are locked in and locked down on their medicines.
Mm-hmm.
I even know folks who have, and I know you probably do too, and I know you guys do too, here at the table. You can go in somebody's house, and they have a collection of prescription bottles that are empty. They won't throw them away. So that tells me you're locked in. And only if that white lab coat figure says something, you're going to stay in that mode. So for me or you, Scott, or you, Doug, to tell them, you know what, if you would just eat a little bit more of this, kind of back it down so I can help you do what you need done, you think they'll listen?
I think the problem that we're at right now is people have been so sold and oversold, and I almost hesitate to use the word brainwashed to a degree, that drugs are the answer for some of these problems, that the first hurdle is almost proving to them that the drug is not going to fix them. You know, you talked about this fixer mindset, and, you know, Doug and I think we share the same beliefs where we're not out to fix somebody. We're out to help their body heal naturally, like you're saying. You know, the Creator designed us in a way to heal from a cut and heal from, you know, certain injuries that are going on. But sometimes you need a push in the right direction. So drugs make that push for you. They push your body a lot of times beyond what it was ever meant or designed to do, and then that leaves you at a detriment. So what we are trying to do, whether it be with chiropractic or nutrition or supplements, is we are trying to support your body with what it was designed to do naturally. So we're not trying to force it. We're trying to support it with those. And, you know, there's kind of a fine line between those words, but we really want the body to do what it was designed to do on its own and just have the proper tools to make those changes and to make those processes work more effectively in the body. So,
Do you prescribe drugs? If I come to see you, do you prescribe a drug for me?
Nope.
No. You're not
very attractive right now.
That is not in our scope of practice, and I'm very thankful that that's not in our scope of practice. In fact, you know, even as we're talking about this, we are not recommending that people just start going off their medications. That is definitely something that they want to try to work with their doctor on doing. But if people can take something away here, it's, you know, start looking at some alternatives to not only support what you're doing if you have to be on a medication, but how many medications can you get off by changing your lifestyle around? And I don't know any doctor that would disagree with you making or somebody making lifestyle changes to help get off their medications.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is a very good possible conversation between two physicians about one person. Does that happen with you guys, or am I the patient coming to you and I'm saying, you know what, I went to see Dr. such and so, and I took the medication, but I'm still limping, I'm still hurting, and now I'm coming to see you because I just don't know what else to do. So do you then get a hold of this physician, or is that something the patient is responsible for? How much is my responsibility as a patient? I come to you with a backache. I come to you and I'm on something that makes me constipated. I'm just using that. I like that one because it happens a lot.
It's common.
And I have muscle cramps now, and I cough, and I have shortness of breath now. I put on weight. And so I'm telling you, well, Dr. Doug, I'm here because I'm hurting. Doctor gave me some medication. You know, Dr. Scott gave me medication. But I'm hurting, and now I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
Do you work with the physicians?
As much as we possibly can, we try to keep people in the loop. And unfortunately, right now, I think it does fall on the patient too much to relay what people are saying and what they're on. And, you know, a lot of times I think we probably get misguided information. Other doctors get misguided information about what we're doing. So I definitely think there's a disconnect between communication and the medical community.
Okay, well then, real quick, tell me, what do you do? You don't prescribe drugs. You're not looking good to me right now. I'm hurting. So what do you do? If I come in your office, like, give me a quick one, and I have a reason why. What do you do?
Quick answer?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you can go to, we have a website, it's columbuschiroradio.com, so columbuschiroradio.com, and that links to both Dr. Doug and my websites directly, so there's some more information there if you want more. But real quick, we basically do an assessment. We figure out what's going on and try to get to the source of your problems and the root of those problems.
Okay. Well, listen to this. Talktainmentradio.com. The world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating the liberate on Conversating the AM. Get your lucky number at 11:11 a.m. Monday and Friday. Stay right there. looking at our bodies through the Creator's eyes on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Hello, may I have your attention, please? Here's how to pull up Talktainment Radio and their great quality programs.
Talktainment, all we did was remove the word entertainment. Remember the word entertainment? We took out the E-N-T-R and we put talk in front of it. The rest of it spelled the same. TalktainmentRadio.com. Go there. TalktainmentRadio.com. Hit programs. And then you'll see the programs that are put in the podcast. We have eight there, eight past programs. And if you want more than eight, all you'd have to do is give us a call at 228-2200.
The world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Follow the mysterious Fairtastic Five as they discover the center of summer fun. Their magic map leads them 105 steps up a giant slide through 504 twists on 81 rides, making them crave three corn dogs, two cheese fries, and one giant funnel cake, fueling them to win goldfish, two of which are instantly named Jack and Jill. Visit the 2012 Ohio State Fair, July 25th through August 5th. Forever Fairtastic. Save big with $6 advance sale discount tickets. Go to ohiostatefair.com.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of Talktainment Radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Five oceans. Seven continents. Whatever it takes. Wherever it takes us. America's Navy, a global force for good.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
I'm Tammy. I got your lucky number heard exclusively on Conversate in the AM at 11:11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays. Make sure you tune in for your lucky number. Punch in talktainmentradio.com and click on Listen Live and listen for your lucky number.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. I'm Libby, and you're listening to This Is Libby. And with us at the table is Dr. Doug Endel and Dr. Scott Goslin. They asked to come and be with you at the table. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. Talk with us about those things that are on their heart today. And one of the things that's definitely on their heart has to do with drugs that gobble your vitamins. It's very important because if you start to pay attention to those who are around you, if you're not experiencing it yourself, what happens is you go to your physician for a drug or help. I'll call it help. You end up on a drug. I'll give you an easy one. Easy. Your blood pressure is elevated, correct? You're ordered for a dose of something that will help to negate that blood pressure, bring it down. Well, you got leg cramps. You're constipated. You're lightheaded. You got sweats. You may develop a cough. You may have palpitations, and you may just pass out. Now, the reason that our friends are here with us is because there's an article they've shared with us about drugs that gobble your vitamins. So we're going to name a couple so that you can get an idea as to what you can do. I want you to do your homework now. This is your turn to do your homework because you're being played, you see? What you do is you listen to a couple of the drugs that we're naming, consider what they're for, consider what they do against those vitamins, and then let's see if we can think of a few things you can eat or drink or do to keep yourself balanced. Work with your physician, always, and then let's see if we can get you some good results. So, Dr. Doug, name a couple of those for us, all right?
I would say, you know, one of the more popular ones that I think has increased probably a couple 100% in the last 5 years is antidepressants. And it's really sad because, you know, we've got patients that have come into our office and they want to get pregnant or they want to do certain things in their life, but they're kind of chained by these antidepressants because, you know, it's hard to do those things while on antidepressants. And so a lot of times the conversations that we have around that are, you know, what can you do to support the brain and the nervous system and, mm-hmm. and what are those antidepressants, you know, depleting your body of? And as far as antidepressants and what they gobble in the body, the big ones are B2, CoQ10, and melatonin, which are all related to the nervous system, all related to...
Is it melatonin that helps calm you down? It's like sedative type?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if they take away your ability to naturally relax and you're already depressed, well, Lord, that's enough to make somebody shoot you.
That's right.
Did I hit it right or what?
You did.
Okay, so now I'm not depressed. I'm happy as I can be, and I'm going to kill you because I can't calm down naturally. That make no sense. But there's got to be a balance, right? Is there another one? Is there another drug maybe you can mention?
Antacids are a huge one.
What are you going to say about antacids?
There's a pretty long list of what antacids do to you. And, you know, folic acid, B12, vitamin D is, everyone's deficient in vitamin D right now.
Already?
You know, already. Calcium, magnesium, potassium,
zinc. Sounds like bones, right? Yeah. Scott?
And you know, and then go back to this marketing thing, and it sounds like we're, you know, just trashing the whole drug industry.
Nah, but we're not.
There's a purpose
for it. Telling the truth.
Telling the truth. You know, that we realize there's a purpose for these drugs, and if you use them appropriately in a short-term, you know, conservative manner, you can get some benefit out of them, but that's not what's happening right now. They're being abused. So, you know, going back to this marketing thing, you get a pack of Tums and it says now with calcium, and you feel like, oh, I'm just going to take this for my calcium supplement, and then I get my Tums and I get my calcium and everything's all covered. Well, the fact is, you know, like what Dr. Doug was saying, Tums actually depletes your body of calcium, and the types of calcium that they use in these drugs are so cheap and ineffective at replacing the calcium that they're stripping from your body. You're still left at a void, even if it's with calcium. So now,
is there research or some documentation that tells us that this is happening?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of studies out there showing the effects of these drugs, and some of it are some of that research is not accessible to, I would say, the general population, because it's either written in a language that is difficult to understand, or you know, it's buried somewhere in a journal that you have to actually pay money to subscribe to as a physician. But that research is out there, and I think, you know, it's part of that spin tactic that the companies use to try to get you to buy their products.
Well, let's talk marketing in this fashion. Are you walking? Register today. Call 614-754-7511 and register for the 8th Annual African American Wellness Walk, August 11th at Livingston Park in Columbus, Ohio. Are you walking? Call 614-754-7511. Very important. That leads us toward the Olympics. End of this month, correct?
Yes.
Now, I already am aware, and I'm just tippy-toeing on this. No, I'm not going to do it. Folks are working hard to get in shape to do the Olympics. They want to be the best in the world. So they're taking their vitamins. I know they're not supposed to be taking the steroids. What us doing in, at the Olympics? Are the vitamins being munched by the...
I would say you have to be... They are for sure supplementing, but they have to really be careful, you know, with the strict guidelines that they have, and as much as they're tested... the guidelines as far as what kind of supplements that they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, you know, I've seen articles where, you know, we're chiropractors, and at least 80% of professional athletes see a chiropractor at some point to maintain their health. So without a doubt, they are very well taken care of. In fact, you know, we've heard of several chiropractors who have had the chance to work with Olympic athletes, or mm-hmm. who are going there to support the athletes. So without a doubt, they're being very well taken care of as far as nutrition and as far as, you know, just their overall structure of their body.
So their role is actually a preventative situation. That's why they go in and they say, okay, look, this is what you do to prevent that. I would love to talk to them as well. But I got you guys. So I feel very fortunate. And you can call and talk with them. 1-877-932-9766. If you want information on how to take care of your body in a more au naturel kind of way. And the article that we shared is also available to you. Is there a name for that? A reference where we can look it up ourselves? Or anything like that article close to that one?
Yeah, you know, looking at like Half Price Books or any of these, a lot of the bookstores will have like a drug reference guide, and a lot of it will be in there.
Okay, because you know, if we're gonna work out, and if we're gonna eat right, and we're gonna juice, and we're gonna detox, then you need to know where you can go get your information. And you can always call here and ask me. If I don't know, I'll find you somebody who will tell you what to do so you can be on your way. Now, what I would like very much to do, and let's move a little bit forward, is talk about biomeridian testing. Ah, they sat up in the chairs.
It's a fancy term.
Yeah. So I will share with you an article called Biomeridian Testing English. Simple as that. I want to talk to you and with you about this because it just seems too good to be, too easy, too good to be true, too. It just sounds so good. And yet we're running to our doctor's offices. Let me just do this. I'm getting angry. I'm not going to do that right now. What is because this is real. What is biomeridian testing? The article starts out with, how's your health? Until now, you had no way to effectively or accurately determine your state of health. PET or CAT scans are beneficial to assess specific information. However, new technology called the Biomeridian Unit has the capacity to non-invasively assess the energy meridians, channels, of the body and determines functionality of organs and tissues of your body accurately. I had to put the paper down. I did it when I first read it. I had to do it just now because accurately jumps out, effectively jumps out. The functionality of organs and tissues, that means of your body, not just here and there, but everywhere, correct?
Absolutely.
Channels, which are energy meridians, and there was another word that beneficial to assess specific information. However, so the long and the short is there is a technique that is available that you do not have to get hurt, or have your skin punctured that will literally give you the most effective information about the state of your physical body. And it's not very expensive.
That's absolutely right.
Talk to me about it.
Everyone's heard of acupuncture, or has at least maybe some people have tried acupuncture. Well, all the different points that are correspond to certain organ systems in the body. And so this program allows us to monitor and test certain points that correspond to organs. And so it gives us a reading on whether an organ is strong, weak, or within a or stressed level. And so what's amazing is that a lot of times we are finding things before they show up in blood work, before the a person is really starting to have major problems with some kind of body system, and they're able to start doing something before it's too late.
How long has this been in existence? For real. Dr. Scott, do you know?
That's a good question. I am not sure.
Well, I know if you look at Chinese medicine, the meridians have been around for a long time. And as far as the technology to measure it with the computer and the scan, at least probably 10 or 15 years.
Well, that's 15 years too many for folks to be hurting and taking something. And if that don't work, then come back and I'll give you something else. If that don't work, then come back. Let's combine that and see if we can get this result.
Sure. And unfortunately, you know, as you were talking about that, it really comes down to people's perception of health. And I know we've talked about this on the show.
Oh, let me put the paper down.
I know we've talked about this before, but if it a lot of people have a misperception of if it's not broke, don't fix it. Or if it's not killing me, then I'm healthy. And so this allows you to actually get a gauge of where your total health is at without having, you know, a limb falling off before you have to go to the doctor.
So something like cancer could be picked up with this procedure? Well, I'm talking slow because I'm going to calm myself down. No, I'm not going to calm down. You're saying that if we have this little procedure, because I think it's in here and I'll double check it, I called it a little procedure. But if, you know, if we have this procedure done at the onset of our complaint of anything, we can get information so that it leads to avoiding some stuff or discovering some things that are going on that we just had no clue.
Absolutely. Or, you know, sometimes even finding, you know, if somebody has bowel issues and they've tried every
I've heard of
potion
people who
and
do
cure
that.
Under the sun, it could not even be related to the bowel. It could be some other organ system that's just presenting itself as bowel problems. And so finding, you know, maybe it's the liver or the gallbladder or, you know, thyroid. And so getting a better idea of what system is actually stressed is going to let that person manage their health a lot more easily.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's a movie. Somebody said that in a movie, didn't they? Well, listen, this is what I got to do. I got to tell you that TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. We go where you go. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1 and also on your smartphone or tablet. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click on programs for podcasts and blogs, click listen live and participate by calling 1-877-932-9766. Stay right there, looking through the eyes of the Creator. Your Rhythms, coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, outperforming the digital quality of our competitors. Our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best professionals in the business. TalkTainmentRadio.com. You can listen live or play podcasts. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Most teens who drink alcohol get it from family and friends, but providing alcohol to teens is unsafe, illegal, and irresponsible. Find out more. Visit don'tserveteens.gov. That's don'tserveteens.gov. A message from the Federal Trade Commission and this station.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you? XOXOXO. Want to snuggle, dot, 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 JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Tammy. I got your lucky number. Heard exclusively on Conversating the AM at 11:11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays. Make sure you tune in for your lucky number. Punch in TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on Listen Live and listen for your lucky number.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Libby, and I'm Libby. And with us is Dr. Doug Endel and also Dr. Scott Goslin. And you can join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. We're looking through the eyes of the Creator. And also giving you a little information on drugs that gobble your vitamins. We're talking about biomeridian testing. Now, one of the things I want you to be aware of, this particular procedure does not diagnose cancer. What it does, and if I'm saying it correctly, you guys go give me an amen here. What it does is that if you have a system that is weak, when it is tested with this method, it'll show you and your physician that there's a weakness going on. There's an issue right here. Pay attention to this. Take a look. And your biomeridian testing method, and I'm doing it slow so you can get it, is used to do just that. It does not go into the body. It's not invasive at all. And did I hit it right?
Amen.
I think I, amen. Ooh, kids' church up in here. The article that I shared earlier, just a small part, but there's a part I need to share with you more. Then you guys can tell me what you're thinking, because these are the men who do this. All right. It says that this procedure tells us things like the functional status of your meridians and their related organ systems and functions by determining if they are stressed, balanced, or weakened, and by how much. Which specific nutritional products will bring your unbalanced meridians back to balance? If a product you have in hand will bring you to balance. If you have specific sensitivities to foods, molds, pollens, and etc. And if you have spinal misalignments interfering with your meridian energy flow and their location. It's a big piece. But this little method will tell us all that.
That's one of my... The most fun thing to do with someone is have them bring in like their really inexpensive vitamins that they'll buy,
yeah,
and have them test it with their body and just see like it makes the body weak when you test the supplements that they're already taking, and then you put some whole food supplements or even some whole food on the scanner. And it completely raises the energy of that person and brings them back into balance.
Okay, let's talk about the meridians. Let's get back and kind of back it up so I can get a real nice picture here. I'm looking at my physical body, and I have meridians, right?
Yes.
Energy channels, right?
Yes.
I can't see them.
No.
Can't see them in the mirror.
Not unless you buy the special goggles.
I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. However... this machine can pick those up. Now, yes. That's something that the Creator put in there.
Absolutely.
So that we can observe, correct? And this method takes care of it.
Yes.
How important are our meridians? Where are they located? Like, where would I look?
Well, they're all over the body. So different parts, a great way... Or another way to kind of explain it is just like your nerves run from your spine out to all the parts of your body.
Yeah.
Same way these meridians or these energy
channels. Yeah.
Run from your organ systems out to the rest of your body. So that's why there's certain points that you can test on your hands and feet that correspond to those organ systems.
So if I break my skin by puncturing myself with a pin, I'm going to get a response in my energy channels.
Sure.
Huh.
That's what acupuncture is based on.
So, okay. And then, of course, see, the lights are on in the house.
Focusing that energy and reconnecting the energy disturbances, I think, is what it's based on. So, like acupuncture, you know, this is not puncturing the skin. So there's not that, you know, if you want to call that invasive, it's really minimal, but... this does not have that level of invasiveness. So it's a superficial, like a topical type testing, but it has the same principles like Dr. Doug was saying, where you're working with those same types of channels and points relate to different organ systems. So you can look up, you know, if you check the internet, you can do a Google search for acupressure points or meridians, and there are diagrams that you can visualize and look at, you know, what this might look like.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to this article, it says, what should I expect during an examination? And it says the examination is performed by testing 28 different acupoints on both hands and feet, which relate back to the energy channels and their related organs, systems, and functions. This testing does not involve needles. Only a stylus is used to send a very small electrical current, not a shock. That's nice. Keep reading. Through each point, which is recorded and analyzed by the computer system, be prepared to sit up for an hour, up to an hour, during this detailed examination. So wear comfortable clothes and relax. I wanted to know about the cost, too. So, you know, the article is right there in my face. And this is when I got mad. I put the paper down 3 times, and this is why. The cost of the initial exam, according to this article, is included in our... new patient visit fee. It's $70. Okay? You pay $70 for some drugs. Oh, my voice went up. It's usually very low.
And then you can pay $70 more for a whole bunch of more drugs that you're going to have to take to deal with the side effects of that other drug that you took.
Oh, we're going back, aren't
we? Or you can wait a month and and find out that you're at the same spot that you were a month ago.
Now, according to this, the test does not provide medical diagnosis. But if you expect you may need medical intervention, you should consult your physician who can provide a medical diagnosis and prescribe an appropriate treatment regimen. So I would say, well, then why should I come and see somebody about some meridians when I'm going to end up going back to the doctor in the first place? Meridians, the study of the meridians, you're saying, is letting you know that there's something going on, and it may be going on even before you realize any physical results, or it may be leading you back to what really is going on, which is bringing you to the place where you're complaining about something as simple as constipation.
Absolutely. A lot of the people that we see, they want to treat themselves as naturally as possible,
yes,
and they want to get their body functioning as best as they can. If you take a look at most of the people on all these medications, if you ask them, do you want to take medications, they're going to say, no, I have to. And so we just want to let people know there are ways that you can assess your health, assess your body's functioning on a very objective way,
mm-hmm,
that's going to get to the underlying issue on what organ system could be affecting your body the most. And, you know, then let's talk about some good nutrition that's going to support that system.
Now, there's a little bit in here that was very nice. I'm real happy about this. I'll do it real quick. It's very nice because in the article, agreeing with you, Doug, it says it is enlightening for patients to see their progress on paper. One female patient has been battling rheumatoid arthritis with debilitating changes to her joints over the last 2 years. Okay, she had her check done. I'm going to paraphrase here. She had her check done, and she actually got to see the results improving as she was having this done. This is some good stuff. How do I get one of these tests? How do I get this? Who's doing it?
Well, all our information is on columbuschiroradio.com, and that's got information for both of our offices. And like you mentioned earlier, it is very inexpensive to come in and get a full workup and test done to get this bimeridian. Now, we are also going to be at the 10TV Health Expo coming up in August.
In Columbus, Ohio,
that's
correct?
That's in Columbus, Ohio, doing free couple point checks so people can get a better sense of what this bimeridian is.
Is this a mindset change? Looks like it to me.
I think so.
It's a, you know, going back to, we were talking about the pharmaceutical industry and all that. We are in deep in that mindset with drugs are the answer. I need drugs. Like Dr. Doug had mentioned, people come in, people don't want to be on these drugs. They're expensive. They have crazy side effects. You feel like you got to be on for the rest of your life, and then you have to take another drug to deal with the side effects of that drug. It's a downward spiral. So there are so many alternatives that you can look into, but it takes a shift of thought patterns, and it takes a little bit, I don't want to say opening your eyes to some of these things, but you know, we're kind of in this tunnel vision of this is the answer, and I think people are realizing that some of these medications are not the answer that they thought they were, and it's not giving them the results that they thought they would get, or these surgeries, and they need to look at other options. And so that's why we're here. You know, we just want to help people explore those options, and this could be a great resource for some people. And it's not for everybody, but I think people who get results from this, it wouldn't still be around for this long if people did not get the results that they got. So it's worth investigating.
Well, I am grateful for this, actually. I want to try it. I want to try it, especially if we're just talking about showing weaknesses in muscle or weaknesses in body function organ systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe there's something I'm not aware of. I might be tired. How many people say they tired? I'm just so tired. I'm tired of being tired. I'm so tired. And I took something because I was tired, and it made me go lay down in the bed, and when I woke up, I was still tired because I was tired from taking. You could do this. It's like a circle, a mantra kind, mm-hmm, of thing. And what you're saying is this fatigue may be coming from a system that is weak, that needs to be addressed. You can't put your finger right on what that is when you're at home. You just know you're just tired and you can't get off the couch, you know, or you go do what you got to do. You go back and get in the bed because you're just tired.
Yeah.
When people come and see you in your offices, do they complain of fatigue?
Sure.
Sleep issues?
Absolutely.
Are you telling me that I come and see you guys and you give me, I go to sleep, go to bed. You're not getting enough rest. That's actually a problem, isn't it?
Sure is.
We talked with Lady J, who is also with the Talktainment family here. Lady J is sightless. Well, you wouldn't know if she walks in the room. She functions like you wouldn't know it. And I'm very proud to be able to say that about her. She's very proficient in what she does. And we talked about the 24-hour non-sleep syndrome that she faces because the brain does not ever get a signal that says the sun is up. So for her, going to sleep is an issue. Now, I'm just looking at her and her conversation with us, and then you're sitting here saying, you got your eyes and all you need to do is just do what the Creator set it up to do and go to bed. Or take some vitamins to get you some energy because you're vitamin deficient in D. Can we talk a little bit about D? Not having enough of that?
I would say, if I could just talk for a second, Dr. Doug had mentioned earlier that the population in general is deficient in D, and I agree with that. There, in the last couple of years, there have been just an explosion of studies that have shown that between the amount of sunscreen that we slather on ourselves and the amount...
You just stepped on the toes of the big business companies.
Yep.
Go ahead. Slather was the word.
Slather that stuff on us, and we're not going outside because we have this fear of skin cancer. It's going to, you know, affect our whole bodies. And so people are spending more times in the offices and more times in their homes. So the nutrition in general is down because of soil depletion. I mean, it just goes on and on, all the reasons why. But the end result is that we are nutrient deprived in general, and D, for whatever reason lately, has just had a magnifying glass on it with the amount of problems that can arise because of D deficiency.
Can you name a couple?
Well, pain, you can have increased sensation of pain, so...
Whoa. Yep. Increased sensation of pain.
So, meaning you are more susceptible to pain. Your pain threshold changes when you do not have the right levels of D. Immune system, you know, there's over 100 different immune system functions that are dependent on vitamin D for white blood cell efficiency and creating certain immune properties. And so there's a huge list of things.
And then there's a pill for that.
A vitamin D supplement?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
So, well, that's all. And Dr. Doug can talk in this minute if he wants to also. I just wanted to. He's agreeing. He nods.
Yeah, he nods. He nods. Everybody, there's a visual. He nods. But the long and short of this thing is we literally have everything we need to live successful lives, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Okay. And all we have to do is take the time, the commitment, change your mindset, correct?
Correct.
Go get your rhythms checked, your meridians, and find out what's going on with your meridians. It reminds me of the song, Everybody's Got Rhythm. We got meridians, too. And also, make sure that you know that Dr. Doug and Dr. Scott are available to you to help you if you need their help and want their help. They're willing to do this. $70, please.
If you visit that website, columbuschiroradio.com, we would be happy to have you contact us and give you a free consultation and talk about whether it would even be an appropriate decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we would, you know, we do this as a service to the community, and we want to help the people who need help.
All right, then. And you know Libby wants to help you. So just know that TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is radio the way it should be heard. This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached?
You got the power. Radio, the way it should be heard.